That came from upstairs, Bill.
Yeah, come on.
No, wait, listen. Someone's coming.
Mr. and Mrs. North. Starring Richard Denning and Barbara Britton. Listen as Pam and Jerry solve the mystery, Brother Danny.
A police car cruises down Burgess Street. Riding in it are Detective Sergeant Marty Lucas and his partner, Harry Maddox. Lucas and Maddox of the 42nd Squad. Burgess Street, Lime Park, Stuyvesant Circle is their beat, and they know every inch of it. They were born here, raised here, and still live here. From every blazing neon sign over every shabby store to every shadow in every dark corner, they know it all.
Oh, 11 o'clock. Man, isn't this shift ever going to end?
Who cares?
Boy, oh boy, aren't you doubled over with laughter tonight. What's eating you anyway, Marty?
Nothing.
You need a little nightlife, boy. Hey, look, how about having a couple of beers when we knock off?
No, thanks.
Ah, come on. I'm going over to Helen's and count the wedding presents. You should see the loot, and the wedding's still a week away. Come on, how about it?
No, thanks, Harry.
Marty?
What?
Hey, you're not sore about anything, are you?
Sore at me or Helen?
What makes you think that? I don't know. You've been clouding up terrain for the last month.
Oh, for crying out loud, Harry. Will you please stop? Hey, wait a minute, Harry.
Well, what's going on?
Nightlights out in Bruner's garage.
Yeah.
Well, let's have a look.
Maybe it just burned out.
Maybe. Now, here's the office door.
Hey, didn't burn out. Look.
Jimmy, come on.
I'll grab the light.
Okay. Hey, a window.
Yeah, out in the garage.
Well, let's go.
There he is, Marty. Going out the side window.
Hold it, you. Stop or we'll shoot.
He's gone.
Come on.
Hey, Marty. There's another one in here.
Where?
Hey, you might be back.
Careful, Harry. Watch yourself.
Oh, don't go yet, Bill. It's just a little after 11.
Yeah, let me at least fix you a nightcap, Bill.
Well, all right, but make it a short one.
I'll do it, Jerry.
You? Oh, Pam, dear, you've never mixed a drink in your life.
Well, that doesn't mean I can. You stay there and talk to Bill.
Well, okay. Now, as I was saying, Bill, this manuscript I'd like you to read was written by a retired police captain in the little town. Yes, Pam?
Which glasses do I use?
The ones on the middle shelf there. Well, this police captain had written a terrific...
Jerry?
Yes, dear?
Do I put the ice in first or last?
First. Now, as I was saying, this police captain
Jerry?
Wrote... Yes, dear?
Do I put in one jigger or two?
One. Oh, now, where was I? Oh, yes, this police jigger... captain has written about
there.
Two guys...
I told you I could do it. Now, what were you two talking about while I was gone?
I was telling Bill about the police captain who... Oh, well, isn't much of a story anyway. Hello. Lieutenant Wagon? Just a minute.
Thanks, Jerry. Hello? Oh, yes, Inspector.
Who?
Where? Yeah. Yeah, I'll get right down there.
Oh, what is it, Bill?
A detective on the 42nd Squad was killed breaking up a robbery in a garage on Burgess Street. Now, look, Jerry, I came over in a cab. Could you run me down there?
Well, of course, Bill.
Do you know the man who was killed, Bill?
Well, slightly. His name was Harry Maddox.
And we thought the guy getting away through the window was the only one, Lieutenant, but there was another one behind us. Over there on the other side of the garage.
You're lucky you didn't get it in the back, too, Lucas.
Yes,
hey, Bill.
Well, Jerry, I thought Pam and you had gone.
Well, we were just leaving when a Miss Chandler arrived.
Helen, here?
Yeah, and someone from your station called her. She's in the office.
I want to see her.
Wait a minute, Sergeant. We asked her if she had anyone she wanted us to call to be with her, you know.
Well, she hasn't anyone here. She's only been in town a few months.
So she said, and she shouldn't be alone, so Mrs. North and I suggested she come home with us.
Well, that's well of you, Mr. North.
Well, come on, let's go see her. See you later, Bill.
Bye, Jerry.
Helen.
Oh, Marty. Oh, Marty, they won't let me see him.
He's gone now, Helen.
I'll bring my car around to the door, Sergeant.
I'll come with you, Jerry.
Car's down this way. Well, come on down.
I'm sorry.
What in the world were you thinking about so hard?
The way Sergeant Lucas looked at Miss Chandler.
Hmm?
Darling, he's in love with her.
Oh, Pam.
He is, Jerry. I'm sure of it.
Ma, will you leave me alone? I said I don't want any breakfast.
But you can't go to school.
Leave me alone.
Danny, what's the matter with you?
Nothing. I'm just not hungry. Marty isn't home, huh?
No, and I'm worried. He usually calls.
Forget it. He's a big, brave cop.
Danny, Marty's your brother, and you
Sure, I know. Blood's thicker than water and all that stuff. Well, here comes New York's finest now. I gotta blow. I'm going out the back way. See you later, Ma.
Marty?
Yeah, Ma.
Where you been all night? I've been worried.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ma. I should have called. Is that for Gordy?
Yes.
Thanks. Ma.
Yes?
Harry Mannix was killed last night.
Killed? Oh, Marty.
Now, look, Ma. Don't use this to tee off on me again about quitting the force. I know the speech by heart. Look what happened to Dad. It might have been me last night instead of Harry, and some night it will be me instead of the other guy.
And it will, Marty.
Please, Ma, let's not go through it again. Not now.
For 15 years, I spent every day waiting for your father to come home, wondering if he would come home. I'd watch him put his revolver in this drawer. And then one night, I had to put it away for him.
It's been cleaned.
What?
Dad's gun has been cleaned, and just recently there's oil on the barrel still fresh.
Well, Danny must
He was
have...
told not to monkey around with Dad's gun.
Yes, I know. I'll speak to him again.
No, I'll speak to him myself.
All right, Marty. Now, please, let me fix you some breakfast. Just a bite.
Okay, Ma, I'll go wash.
I'll have it ready in just a minute.
Ma?
What?
Danny go out to the movies again last night?
Red, it's me, Danny.
Come in.
You seen the newspapers?
Yeah, I seen them.
Every cop in town's looking for us.
Including your big brother, I suppose.
Why'd you do it, Red? Why'd you plug him?
Shut up.
You could have gotten out of there without killing him. I shouldn't have let you have the gun. I should have...
Shut up. Now listen, you little punk. You gotta hang on to yourself. You understand? You gotta do just like I say.
Okay, Red.
Put the gun back.
Yeah.
Clean?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you're going to school today.
I can't, Red.
Shut up and listen. You're going to school and I'm going to work. Just like nothing happened. Just like it was yesterday or last week or last year.
Maybe we ought to get out of town, Red.
Don't be a sap.
But if they'll send us to the chair.
Not me, they won't. No cop's ever going to take me. Not alive. If they come after me, I'll take a few of them with me before I go.
Red!
I mean it. I got nothing to lose. Not a thing.
Come in, Sergeant. I'll tell Miss Chandler you're here.
Thanks.
Sergeant Lucas is here, Miss Chandler.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Norris.
I'll be in Mr. North's study if you want anything.
All right.
Hello, Helen.
Hello, Marty. It was nice of you to come.
I thought maybe there was something I could do for you.
No. No, there's nothing. Is there any news? Have they found the men?
No. No, but they will.
In a way, I hope they don't.
Why?
I think if I ever saw those men, just got a glimpse of them in jail or in court or somewhere, I'd kill them if I could.
Helen, don't talk like that. You don't mean it.
I think I do.
Well, you've got to think of yourself, Helen. You still have a life to live.
What kind of a life is it going to be now?
A good one. It can be a good one, Helen. Look, I know it's a little too soon to say this, but... Well, I want you to know that Harry wasn't the only one in love with you.
Marty.
Someday I...
Marty, please don't.
All right, Helen. I won't say any more right now.
Why, yes, he is, Bill. Just a moment. It's for you, Sergeant. Lieutenant Wyden.
Oh, thanks. Hello, Lieutenant.
Lucas, the temporary assignment to homicide you asked for has been okayed.
Good.
On one condition.
Yes, sir.
You're a cop, Lucas, and you don't forget it. What you do forget is that Maddox was your friend. That you ever knew him or saw him or talked to him. There's nothing personal about this. This is a murder case.
Yes, sir. I understand.
Okay.
Lieutenant, is there anything new?
Just one thing about the gun that killed Maddox. Ballistics hasn't finished running its test on the slugs yet, but we know this much. They came from a .38 caliber police special.
Martin?
Yeah.
Did Lieutenant Wagon get in touch with
Danny
you?
Here?
Why, yes, in his room. Marty, there's something...
Danny?
What?
Come out here.
What do you want?
Come out here.
Marty!
Okay, okay. What's the...
Come on.
Hey, what's the idea? Let go.
Move.
In the kitchen. Move. Let go of me.
Keep moving.
You gone nuts or something? Let go.
All right, get in there.
Martin, what are you doing?
You'll find out. Now open that drawer, Danny. Open it. Now pick up that gun.
No.
Pick it up.
I won't.
What's the matter, you rotten little... You afraid?
Let go of me. Let go.
Okay.
What is this all about, Martin?
He killed Harry Maddox.
Killed?
With Dad's gun.
Dan, no, I didn't do it, I swear.
Stop lying.
No, no, no. Stop it, Martin. Stop it.
Danny killed him. Did you kill Harry Maddox?
No. I want the truth, Danny. I was in Bruner's last night, yeah, but...
Danny.
I didn't shoot Maddox. It was Red.
Red?
Red Dublin.
I know Dublin. How'd you get tangled up with him?
I met him hanging around Murphy's joint on Burgess Street.
Oh, Danny.
Okay, Danny, get your coat.
What are you going to do?
Do, I'm taking him in.
No.
Ma.
If he says he didn't kill Harry Maddox, I believe him.
Whether he's the one who actually shot Harry's beside the point, he was robbing Bruner's.
He's just... My son. That's all I care about. Will arresting Danny bring Harry Maddox back? No. And if it would, Martin, you wouldn't arrest him.
What?
You're glad Harry Maddox is dead.
Glad?
Because of Helen Chandler. You love her and want her, and you always have. And now maybe you can have her. And that's why you're glad Harry's dead.
Ma, you're crazy. Harry was my friend.
And Danny's your brother. But go ahead, Martin. You can prove I'm wrong. But down inside, you're not glad Harry's dead. You can prove it very easily. All you have to do is arrest Danny. Well, Martin...
Thanks, Ma.
Don't thank me. I didn't do it for you. I did it for all of us. What's left of us.
Well, Bill, come on in.
Oh, thanks. Glad I found you home, Jerry.
Bam, it's Bill.
Here.
Looking for Marty Lucas?
Oh, he left here hours ago. What did you want to see him about?
We know whose gun it was that killed Harry Maddox.
Oh, and you arrested the man?
Oh, no, Pam. The man who owned the gun has been dead 12 years.
What?
He was a policeman. Marty Lucas's father.
Father?
Yes. Lucas's father and a man he was trying to arrest killed one another in a gunfight. And as a matter of routine, a ballistics test was run on Lucas's gun. Now, the slug taken from the man Lucas's father killed matches the slugs that killed Maddox.
Well, do you know what happened to the gun?
Well, I understand it was returned to Mrs. Lucas.
Golly.
Well, what's the matter, Pam?
Do you think it's possible that... Well, that Marty Lucas killed Harry Maddox?
Oh, Pam.
Well, he could have been carrying his father's revolver instead of his own for days or weeks, maybe, waiting for the kind of situation where he could kill Harry Maddox.
But why would he want to kill Maddox?
Well, I don't know, except... Well, he's in love with Helen Chandler.
Now, you're just guessing at that, Pam.
Last night I was, but today I heard Marty Lucas admit it to Miss Chandler. I didn't mean to listen, but...
But you did.
Well, not exactly.
Oh, darling, for a woman who never exactly listens, you hear an awful lot.
Is Miss Chandler still here?
Yes.
Well, I want to talk to her.
Oh, this is fantastic, Bill.
Well, perhaps, but it won't do any harm to ask Miss Chandler a few questions.
Miss Chandler! Miss Chandler!
Well, that's funny. Why doesn't she answer?
Well, let's find out. Well, I think she isn't here.
Well, she was just a few minutes ago, and she couldn't have gone without us seeing her.
Oh, yes, she could, dear.
The window.
Right. Out the window, across the balcony, and down the fire escape. But why?
I think I know. Come on, we've got to get over to Marty Lucas's right away.
Well, here we are, Gary. Pull up. This may be a wild goose chase. I was here about an hour ago, and no one was home. Lucas lives here with his mother and younger brother. Upstairs, second floor rear.
Golly, why...
That came from upstairs, Bill. Yeah, come on.
Wait, listen.
It's Miss Chandler.
Miss Chandler, what is it?
It's Marty. He's dead. He's been stabbed to death.
And when nobody answered the bell, I tried the door. It was unlocked, and I came in, and I saw Marty.
And then you screamed and ran out of here and bumped into us.
Yes.
Mrs. Lucas, when was the last time you saw your son?
About 4 o'clock this afternoon.
I see. And where were you this evening?
I went for a walk.
And you, son, were you here when your brother got home?
No, sir.
Miss Chandler, why did you sneak out of the North's apartment?
I heard you and Mr. and Mrs. North talking.
I gathered that.
When I heard Mrs. North say it might have been Marty who killed Harry, I came over to find out for myself if it was true.
Why?
I don't know why.
Well, then, maybe I can tell you, Miss Chandler. You came here, hid your suspicions from Marty Lucas, and then when the opportunity arose, you took a knife from the kitchen and stabbed him in the back.
Oh, no, that's not true.
And then when you started to leave, you heard Mr. and Mrs. North and me, and to try to divert suspicion from yourself... You screamed, pretending you'd just seen Lucas's body.
No, I didn't kill him. I didn't kill him.
Mrs. Lucas, do you know of anyone aside from Miss Chandler who had a motive to kill your son?
Well, Ma?
No, Lieutenant. No one.
I'm so tired. I can hardly wait to get to bed.
Well, we have to take Miss Chandler's things to her. We promised.
Yeah. Well, then let's get the bag packed, get it down to headquarters, and get home. I'm dead.
Come on.
Hey, where is her bag?
In the closet.
Well, I'll get it.
Open it up on the bed.
Okay. Now, well, here we are, Pam. Well, hey, what have we got here?
What?
Hey, look on the suitcase.
Well, for heaven's sake, a gun.
Yeah, one of the cutest snub-nosed, pearl-handled automatics I've ever seen. Miss Chandler obviously didn't believe in traveling light.
Jerry, is it loaded?
Let's see. Like the 5 o'clock subway.
Darling, this proves it.
Proves what?
That Helen Chandler didn't kill Marty Lucas.
Whoa, now wait a minute.
It does. If Helen Chandler had gone to see Marty Lucas with any intention of killing him, she certainly would have taken this, wouldn't she?
Pam, I think you're right.
Well, darling, we have to tell Bill about this.
He sent Miss Chandler down to headquarters with Sergeant Donahue, so we may still be at the Lucas apartment.
Well, on our way, let's stop there first. Come on, darling, and bring that gun. Danny? Danny?
Come in, Mom.
Were you asleep, Danny?
No, I was just lying here, thinking.
I've been thinking, too, Danny.
You can't do it, can you, Ma?
How did you know?
I could tell. Even when you were lying to the lieutenant for me, I knew you couldn't go on lying very long. And even if you wanted to, I wouldn't let you. That's what I've been thinking about.
Oh, Danny.
I shouldn't have let you stop Marty from taking me in. I'm going to give myself up, Ma.
First your father, and then Martin. Now you.
Oh, don't cry, Ma.
Oh, what happened to us?
It's my fault. I kept thinking how you had to work, how we never had nothing after Pa died, and how we never would. You'd never get rich being a dressmaker, and neither would Marty being a cop. I figured it was up to me. But that was just an excuse. I wasn't thinking of you or Marty or anyone except myself. But look, Ma, I didn't kill Marty. I wouldn't have done that. You got to believe me.
I believe you, Danny. I wouldn't have lied for you if I didn't.
Come on, Ma. I'll telephone Lieutenant White.
Put down that phone, Danny.
Red.
Put it down.
How'd you get in here?
First time I picked the lock on the back door. This time I used the key.
Martin's key.
I see you got yourself a gun of your own now, Red.
Put that phone down, Danny.
Why'd you kill Marty?
I found out he was looking for me. Maybe to arrest me. Maybe just to kill me. I don't know. But I had to do something, so I came up here and waited for him. It's either him or me.
What do you want now?
I just came up to see what the cops had to say.
It doesn't make any difference what they say, Red. I'm giving myself up.
No, you're not, Danny.
He is.
You want him to go to the chair?
He won't if he gives himself up.
You can't be sure of that.
I'll take my chances.
You're not getting any chances, Danny. Remember what I said. I got nothing to lose. You pick up that phone and you're dead.
See Bill's car around, Pam.
Well, let's check the Lucas apartment anyway.
Yeah, okay. I'll get the door.
Thank you.
We probably should have telephoned and found out.
Jerry!
A gunshot.
It came from upstairs.
Come on, Pam, let's...
Jerry, wait, listen. Someone's coming.
Pam, turn off that light.
All right.
What the...
Jerry, it's a man. I can't see him, but...
Yes, and he can't see us.
Shh. Who turned off that light?
Get Helen Chandler's gun out of your purse, Pam.
All right.
Come on, come on. Who is it?
You're Jerry.
All right, now get back behind the stairs.
What are you going to do?
Quiet, Pam.
Listen, whoever you are down there, get out of my way. I got a gun.
What do you think I've got?
You're cops.
That shot went into the ceiling, fella, but the next one will be on the level.
Jerry, he's going back upstairs.
You stay here, Pam.
No, I'm coming with you.
Stay where you are, Red. And drop that gun.
Danny.
Drop it, Red. I got Marty's gun. I'm just itching to use it on you.
Pam, listen.
That's Marty Lucas'
brother.
Don't
shoot. Don't shoot, Danny. There's cops downstairs. Don't shoot.
Then drop that gun.
All right. All right,
there. Come on, let's get up there, Pam.
Listen, Mrs. North.
Oh, Danny, you're hurt.
No, I'm okay. Red here doesn't shoot very good unless he's shooting a guy in the back.
What do you mean?
Go telephone Lieutenant Wigan. You'll hear all about it when he gets here.
You think it'll go hard on Danny Lucas, Bill?
Well, it won't go easy, Jerry. Reformatory until he's 21, probably, and then a few years of probation. Yeah, it'd have been a lot tougher for him if he hadn't turned against Red Dublin and actually risked his life to give himself up. Hey, gosh, look at the time. I'd better go.
Oh, wait, Bill. Do you have any plans for dinner?
Well, no,
well,
but
then stay and have it with us.
Hey, that's a swell idea. And look, I'll be the chef.
You?
You? What's the matter?
Well, I don't like to say this, darling, but you're not a very good cook.
Oh, no? Oh. Well, Bill can tell you differently. Remember the meals I stirred up on a hunting trip last fall, Bill?
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, I'll make another of those hunter stews I cooked up. You remember that stew, Bill?
Oh, yes, very well. We had it for dinner our last night out.
Oh, that's right. Gosh, that was a swell trip. You know, it's too bad you got sick and we had to cut it short. I wonder what it was that hit you the way it did.
Well, I can't imagine.